We will convene the Gage County Board of Supervisors. We will call it to order at 8:57. Please rise.
Pledge of allegiance.
No, I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation: Juergens, Dorn, Bauman, Adams, Lytle, Byers, Setzer. Consent agenda is a general agenda. Approve minutes of meeting held April 4th. Approve all claims through April 18th in the amount of $435,695.62. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve declaring a surplus 2008 Dodge Charger. Four-door, 172,000 miles, transmission bad. And 2003 Dodge Durango, and calling for bids. Approve appointment of following reserve deputies: Penny Schaefer, Randall J. Wallenberg, Kent Crotty, and Trevin Rue.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Matt.
Mr. Chairman, just wanted to make everyone aware that in the general claims there are three print media claims there, and by the motion that we had approved back in January, they'll all be paid at 33%, which is consistent unless someone wants to do something different. But that was something we talked about back in January. So just let everyone know. In the plethora of claims, that was one. And then I just had a question. When we're approving the appointments for these deputies, we're just affirming Gus's appointments?
Yes. Gus's deputies are not covered under NERMA unless they are approved and ratified by the board.
Reserves.
The reserves.
Thank you. That's all.
Any more discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Recognition of Joanne Sadoff for her 23 years of service to Gage County. Joanne will not be here today. She is retired, but she put in 23 years, and we appreciate her service. Galen, highway update on the highway department activities.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, I want to talk this morning a little bit about Federal Aid Bridge Project, the Philly North Project. Last week, the project coordinator for NDOR called me and said that the Philly North letting date had been moved up to October. And she said the chances of getting the project ready for the letting is pretty slim to none, is what she told me. And she said the right-of-way documents that we have to acquire, she said those are will take quite a bit of time from start to finish to get to turn into the state. And after talking to her a little bit, she asked me if the county wanted to drop the project. And I told her, I says, no. I said, the county's got way too much time and money invested in this to drop this project. And I asked her, I said, you know, this is the first thing that time I've ever heard of anything that the project's going to be moved up. There was never no concern prior to that telephone call. So I asked her, I said, is there anything that we can do as far as the county to speed this up so we can get it ready for this October letting? And she says, well, basically it's the right-of-way, until we give you notice to proceed to go after and get the right-of-way appraisal, there's nothing you can do. It's just part of the procedure you got to go through. And this project is a BRSTPS project, and the funding for this project will end at the end of 2012. So I asked her, I says, well, can this project be moved into 2013? She says no, because it is a SPS project, and that fund had been bought out is what it was. So I talked to her again yesterday, and reaffirmed that the county was going to pursue this. We weren't going to drop the project, and we needed to do whatever that was necessary to get this project rolling. She said that she would talk to her boss and see if there's any way this could get pushed back, but she said, I seriously doubt it on that. So if we can't get them to push this project back, or at least I'm trying to get her to give us authorization to at least talk to the landowners and possibly ask, you know, for a land donation on this, if that is a possibility.
Just for the public record, when did we start this project?
Originally, I believe it started clear back in 2005. That's when the bridge plans and stuff were originally, I believe, drawn up and, you know, officially started. I know there was back in 2009, I believe, Mr. Kreklo went out and got the initial legals and done some estimates at that time for the right-of-way. And there was a little bit of work on that. And then for some reason, now I don't know why, because I wasn't involved in it, it was just kind of stalled off from that point for a while. And then we got started, basically with the environmental studies and stuff pretty seriously. I'm going to say in January, if I remember right, something like that. So why the project had drug on from 09 basically to now, that I can't answer.
But this was a federal aid project where we were softening the curve north of Philly, 3/8 of a mile maybe of blacktop. Is that about right?
Yeah.
1/4 to 3/8 of a mile of blacktop. And that's all part of the federal aid project. This is part of the state trying to eliminate when they said we wouldn't need an RC and they would give us 80% of our money if we walked away from projects. Well, this is how they want you to walk away from projects. They're going to give you a timeline that's unattainable. And I guess I talked to Roger a little bit earlier. I don't know how we address it, but we are in a time frame with 2 weeks to May 1st that is basically an unachievable goal.
Yeah, basically she said we'd probably have to have our right-of-way in or obtained by about the middle of May. Maybe towards the end would be pushing it.
Oh, we are into May? I thought it was 1st of May.
No, middle of May is what she originally told me.
Okay.
And when I talked to her yesterday, she said she was doing some checking that maybe they'd give us a okay to go ahead and start right-of-way procedure, but she had to talk to her boss before she could say that. And she's supposed to get back with me today on that.
In reference to that, the state has to give you the okay to go buy this right away, and they have not given us that okay yet. So it's ridiculous the way this is being handled by the state, in my estimation. You know, all they're doing, and Myra and I spoke about it, is probably trying to save themselves some money. They're going to give you a date that you have to have this done, and you can't get it done in that time, your funds are gone. So they have not even given us a start date to buy property. Is that right, Galen? They haven't given us the okay to even start. And you got to wait for them to give the okay, and then they're going to say you got a month to get it done. Well, everybody knows how long it took for this railroad thing south of town. You know, that was 6 to 8 months, you know, of constant. And so the dates they give us is ridiculous to me.
And just as Galen spoke to, this isn't a new project. Since I've been on the board, we've talked about this Philly North project. It's constantly come up. We as a county have followed the state's recommendations and the state's guidelines, and this, I think it's gotten into this bureaucratic bottleneck now to try and hold this up. And as I spoke with Galen yesterday about this, the price tag is $1 million, over $1 million on this. So these are obviously real dollars that are out there, and Rex is exactly correct. This is part of that buyback that, with respect to the folks at NDOR, they're really patting themselves on the back for getting all the counties to sign off on this. But I remember we pushed it back one meeting before we signed it because we wanted to know what percentage it was. They wouldn't give you a percentage until you signed it, and we found out it's 80% of what the federal dollars would be. So now they're drying this program up. We picked their they call it the Gang of Five or the Super Five, or their engineers to help you through the NEPA process to get all your paper. We picked who they chose and said, hey, use these folks. They're the experts. We've done that. So we've followed all of these steps, and now they push up this timeline. And this isn't a new project.
The hard, cold reality of it, this was a bridge that was shown deficient 2 years ago that was closed for a time frame. It's a fracture critical bridge. We repaired it, but if this bridge goes down, our bridge sinking fund is not, we can't afford to put this bridge in without federal aid. And that's why you apply, that's why you spend the thousands of dollars to put yourself in position to have a project ready, and then the state comes and changes the rules at the end of the game on you. Kathy.
Did the state get the money for this project that we were supposed to get 80% of from the state?
Well, my understanding, those federal dollars that come in, that they used to funnel those down to us, and under their new program, the state would keep them and they would become state dollars. They're no longer federal. So some of the requirements to expend those funds at the local level would be less. So some of the engineering, some of the environmental things supposedly were supposed to make it cheaper for us, which in concept, excellent idea. But like the conference that some of us went to out in Kearney, those requirements are still hanging on there. So basically, you're doing the same job with less money with all the same requirements. But if we hadn't signed it, we'd have gotten nothing.
But they have gotten this money.
Our understanding, yes.
And now they're trying to make it unattainable for us to use it.
That's the way it definitely seems.
Yep. Yeah, we can't guarantee you 100% that that's the way it is, but that's just kind of our viewpoint on what's happened.
And again, since we've been on the board since 2009, we've talked about it. It's not a new project. We've always kept it warm. It's not like we put it on a back shelf someplace and forgot about it. We've wanted to get this done.
Terry, I would recommend that possibly you make a telephone call or a visit to the director of the Department of Roads and have a visit with him relative to this issue.
Rex, Larry Legg.
Rex and I have already discussed that, and we're going to do something.
We're going to try to go visit him. So
I would definitely do that, and possibly it would be a good idea to let the executive branch know, also the governor's office.
I did drive across that bridge yesterday, Galen. It's for a semi, a regular 80,000 pound semi, it's 23 tons the weight limit on that bridge. There's three ratings, one for a regular straight truck and then one for a spread axle. But an 80,000 pound semi, the weight limit is 23 ton, which would be 46,000 pounds. So,
and if for some reason we had to close that bridge, and it's fine, it's safe now, we're okay, but I couldn't find my traffic count, but at one point we'd had a traffic count on that thing, and I think if you just sat there and watched the cars go by, it's a traffic count.
Very heavy traveled road.
My suggestion to Terry and Myron is get a hold of Jan and Senator Wallman's office and get her involved with you in this.
We're attempting to do that.
Okay, good.
Through your association, has any other counties faced this yet? Do you know?
Not that I'm aware of, no. I know that one meeting I was at here about a month ago, they were talking with Larry Legg, and they were saying what they're running into is they get their right-of-way documents into them, like the first stage for getting appraisals or whatever, and it goes into the NDOR's right-of-way division, and then it lays there, and it takes forever to get back. So, see, that slows down the whole process. And I know there's a lot of counties that it's having this problem. You know, they go out and get the work done, get it turned in, and then they're sitting there waiting for approval to go to the next step in acquiring the next property or whatever, that is needed. So, like I said, you can't do nothing until you get the notice from them to proceed to the next level of what you're doing.
And just so everyone here knows, if a landowner, one of the four, tells you no, conversation ends, correct?
Yeah, you mean for when, if you ask
if you ask if they will donate, yes, or will they sell, and they say no, per federal right-of-way acquisition, the conversation's over.
Yep, it's over, and then you go and back to, then you got to get the appraisal from the property, and then you can, when you get the notice to go ahead and proceed after you get the property appraised, then you can go in and make your offer, whatever comes up to that it's appraised at for the property. So,
I appreciate your work on this, also working with our consultant engineer. I bent his ear, Galen's ear, quite a little bit at length yesterday, so I appreciate the information. And I did send out a few emails, so thanks for your help.
Okay, anything else on the Philly North? Okay, Galen, what else?
I just wanted to affirm that I did hire motor grader operator. There was an opening for it at the highway department, and also I did fill that administrative assistant one superintendent opening. The grader operator will start Monday the 23rd, and the office assistant will start on April 30th.
Okay.
So that's all I have.
Put that in a motion form.
So I'm going to make a motion here, and it's a little bit different than what's on here, but it'll contain that as I would approve affirming the hiring based on Galen's recommendation for the administrative assistant one at $14.47 plus $1 an hour for the additional weed superintendent position, and also the motor grader operator, and the wage after the prevalent practice that you do down there is it would be $14.79, but you start them off at a percentage
5% less, which would be
$14.05. So, and that's just the prevalent practice down there. And I know I've spoken with Galen. As we move to the next year, we need to look at a step plan or a wage scale down there too, so that we don't have folks who have been there for 10 years making the same wage as someone who starts one day.
Yep.
So we need to work on that. But sorry, that's the motion, is to approve the hiring of Galen, administrative assistant one, and the new motor grader operator.
Okay. Need a second.
Second.
Seconded by Juergens. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. What else, Galen?
That's all I have today.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.
Thank you, Galen.
9:15, need a motion to close the bids for the sheetrock and the installation of two fire-rated doors in the basement sheriff's office.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Byers, seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Do we have any bids? Building and grounds.
Okay, first bid is from Schuster Construction. Frame walls on the side of stairs, install 5/8 inch fire rock both sides of the wall to create 1 hour fire barrier. Install two fire doors in basement per fire marshal. Remove all electrical and storage area. Remove existing water lines and drain lines to old washer area. Remove the water lines from the stool and lavatory. Remove the dryer vent. Install 1 hour fire sheetrock on ceiling and walls. Tape all joints and fire caulking. Paint ceiling and walls. Reconnect water lines for upstairs sink. Install new conduit and wire in storage area. Install new lights and outlet in storage area. Install new window in basement because the old one is rotted. And material and labor is $18,250. Submitted by Kendall Schuster of Schuster Construction, South 25th Road, Cortland, Nebraska. The next bid comes from Van Winkle Masonry, Inc. It's not detailed, but work completed as of April 18th, 12. Grading to be completed within 7 to 10 days.
That's for the brick.
That's like a build.
That's for the brick.
That sounds like a bill, don't it?
Yeah.
He probably said bill, and they thought he said bid, so then we only have the one.
This is a bill for $12,580. That's not a bid. Forgive me. The only bid we have then is from Schuster Construction in the amount of $18,250.
Okay.
Rex, could I make a comment? Talk to Kendall about that. I know you talked to Gus, too, about that. And it's not just what we originally intended with the fire doors and the drywall. His comment was you could do that, but then you're just doing part of a job. And he said the windows is basically shot and all the electrical work and all the plumbing work that... No, you don't have to do it, but if you want to do the project right, he says you should do it all together. So that's why the bid came in as high as it did, he said. So,
was there estimates on it? So, I mean, how much higher is what I'm getting at, I guess?
No.
We didn't get any bids the first time around.
No, we didn't get any bids.
Okay.
He did tell us the main piping down there was asbestos wrap, but he did not think that would be an issue. It looked good. He could work around that, which would make a huge difference in the price.
Okay.
See that one more time.
And that's part of why he listed out everything there. He kind of did so that you would know that it's not just drywall and a fire door.
Yes, I would make a motion to accept the bid, the amount of $18,250.
Okay. Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Byers. Discussion.
Mr. Chairman.
Matt.
Then that the fund that will come out would be the building and grounds budget. We put a jail building repair in there, and currently the balance, based on the expenditure sheet from 410, is $107,000 in there. So that's where that will come from.
Okay. Any more discussion? Vote 7-0 to approve. Phil Ditbrenner, Veterans Service Office report.
All right. First things first, I guess everybody got a copy of a Vetrospec form talking about a new computer system and a memorandum of understanding that we have got from the state. Basically, what's going on is the state of Nebraska has been working about 5 years on trying to get a computer system that they can work with the county service officers and share information back and forth on this system. Well, they finally found one, and it's this Vetrospec. They've went ahead and installed it with their Nebraska Department of Veterans Affairs, and we can piggyback on their project, basically. What we would do is all our information that we currently have would be transferred into this Vetrospec, and all the information would then be shared with the state, so the state service officers, we can work directly with them, have access to all our files. We don't have to get paper copies from the state anymore. They don't have to mail stuff out. We get it all through the new system. So basically, the memorandum of understanding, the Veterans Service Committee has looked at it and think it's great. Just need to get the signatures from the supervisors for that to proceed. Roger looked it over, and I made the changes that he requested on there onto the document. So we'll just
what kind of money, Phil?
For the memorandum of understanding, nothing. For the memorandum of understanding, nothing to work off theirs. Basically, what it is we're going to have. Right now, we pay $500 a year for our VetRex program that we have. And we get no support. Don can attest to that. We've never got any support from VetRex. This program is $399 per user that would come out of our budget. And then we would have access to all that information and everything. So for
money
the initial.
In your budget?
Yeah, there's money in our budget. I'm not asking for any additional money. We're going to forego some training this year to make sure we can try to get this done within the year.
Question. So then, actually, you're going to be a little bit less cost, right?
No. Actually, it's $399 per computer. So
your computer.
Gonna,
okay.
Yes, we're going to have two computers.
You'll
so
have two
it'll
computers.
Be a little. It'll be a little bit of an addition, but for what we're going to save in postage and everything else, because we won't have to send a lot of stuff to them anymore. It can all
throughout
be
the year. There's cost savings then.
Sure.
Okay.
And other than that, we have the. As far as the Veterans Office goes, we have the amount in the County Veterans Aid Fund right now is at $9,518.57, which it was at the last audit also. The amount that we have received from Nebraska Veterans Aid, so we didn't have to use that amount of money from July until from July of 2011 until April of 2012 was $8,102.43, and that's the Nebraska State Veterans Aid that we've used for that. And other than that, that's about all I have.
And just clarification, as far as that $9,500, that's in a separate account that the Veterans Service Office has. That's why you won't see those claims come across, because that's a separate account, not the treasurer doesn't maintain or anything, so it won't show up on a report. That's where that is, where those funds come from.
Do we get a financial statement, Phil?
Sure.
Of your office?
Every year we do an audit. They do an audit. They audit whoever does the auditing for the county audits it every year. So.
Yeah, I couldn't remember whether we did receive that or not.
Yep, and then I have to report every year what the balance is. So.
Okay.
There was a couple of tweaks the auditor suggested that
you, yeah, and
they complied with, so.
So I make a motion to approve the MOU with the State of Nebraska Veterans Service for computer program.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion.
Vote.
7-0 to approve. Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gus, recognition received from NCAMA to Lieutenant Amber Mulberry. What does NCMA mean?
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to tell you.
Good enough.
Nice.
Just one more acronym in your life, right? I had a hard time getting Amber over here today because she really didn't want to be here, but I thought it's important that the board and the public understand how much value Amber is to me and the county. At our conference earlier this year, Amber was awarded presented the Excellence in Corrections Award by the Nebraska Correctional Administrators and Managers Association, and basically that's a group of her peers across the state. And that's an award they give to someone each year. And this year they awarded it to Amber, and rightfully so. She's been in her career not that many years, but she's highly regarded by the state jail standards. Matter of fact, she's a certified instructor and graduate from National Institute of Corrections, so she teaches some of their classes for corrections officers at the academy and a couple of places around the state when they need her. I think she's a secretary of the association, too, are you not? And she helped introduce some legislation this year through our association, the Sheriff's Association, and Senator Wallman's office. So we're trying to get some things passed, or the state has that we don't have yet. So, but I thought it was important you did realize that. She's very, very valuable to me, and she's there to keep me in the straight path when things turn south in the jail sometimes. But I thought it was important you realize that she did receive that award this year. So,
congratulations.
There it is right there. Thank you.
So she keeps you straight. Does one of the taser cartridges have your name on it?
She practices with it too, so don't make her mad.
Congratulations, Amber.
Yep.
Gus, is Bruce showing up?
You know, it could be a good chance. Rex is not going to because there's some issues there that.
Okay.
Be here, so.
Discuss and approve or disapprove Interlocal Cooperation Act agreement with the counties of Gage, Pawnee, Richardson, Johnson, Odo, including the cities and villages within said counties for Southeast Area Drug Enforcement.
Again, this is a renewal. Roger has been given a copy. He signed off on it. He and I spoke on it. There was one or two things that we had questions on. We got those addressed. Really nothing had any major effect to the contract itself. It was just basically coming down to assisting another agency if they needed it outside our jurisdiction. So unless Roger has something else to interject there, I would recommend that the board approves it and we continue on. They did. There was some debate if we were going to be able to continue on with SEED. We're having a hard time finding one more investigator, and that person has now stepped forward, and so we're going to be able to have SEED intact again for the next year anyway. Chief Lang did pass on to me that there is a possibility that the next time around there might be funds to where it would be 100% funded, but he still is not for sure on that yet. They're still looking into that, but at least it'll continue on. And I'm trying to think, did you have the number on there, Roger? Was it like 7,900 or 7,500 our share? I think it was.
Yeah,
it wasn't much different than the last time.
Is that paid out of year? I'm trying to figure out where that.
No, that they bill Don, I think quarterly, don't they, Don?
Line.
Or yearly.
Yeah. In the general?
Miscellaneous, yeah.
So in approving this won't. There's no increase. It stays the same.
There might have been a little increase.
It's still over in the next fiscal year, so I'm just.
Yeah.
Are we going to have to plan for that?
Yeah, well, the contract, as I recall, I didn't bring my copy.
Here you go.
Oh, as far as this.
So, okay.
Because that was one of the things.
Development district.
The date.
Let's see. So for the last 4 years, we budgeted 7,709. So.
And I think it was just a little higher this time around.
Because, like a couple hundred.
Yeah, a couple hundred or something like that, a little higher. It goes up, I think it's so much each year by population.
And we've, let's see, did we already disperse that?
Did we do that one quarterly, Dawn, or is that just
we tried to set everybody up quarterly.
There was a claim that came in on it.
Well, you would have had, I think you already got the letter on the amount, didn't you, I believe?
I'm not sure if it was seed.
They actually haven't got
the victims.
As of 410, there's been no claim sent.
Yeah, I don't think we've received anything on that one.
Oh, that comes from the city, so.
So hopefully the city, when they request, they'll request the 7709.
I think that probably might be a little more. We'll have to double check. It would be a lot, like Roger said, me a couple hundred.
It's just a timeline of when they request it, because if we're approving this, then we just need to get the right.
I'm thinking it's
splitting hairs, I know that, but I'm just saying if there's been no withdrawals, we've got 7709 in here.
And if it was disbanded for a while?
No, they weren't. They were just inactive until we figured out who's going to come in and take over. So it's never been disbanded.
It's like a couple entities were concerned about funding. Yeah. And
I could have sworn that there was a letter. I'll check, Don. I'll give you a call later.
Okay.
Who am I signing here? What am I signing?
It's for the MOU.
Okay. Yeah. Need a motion to approve or disapprove the agreement.
Sharing. Make a motion to approve.
Moved by Dorn.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Anything else, Gus?
Sign these for.
Not right now. Some stuff later, but that'd be about it for now.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Approve or disapprove referral of tort claim of Elliot Hawkins to NIRMA, the county's insurance carrier.
Move to approve. What?
Moved by Lytle.
Second.
Seconded by Byers. Discussion.
Yes.
Myron.
Explain it a little bit, I guess. I don't know what it's about or not. Yeah.
Basically, we got a notification of a tort claim under the State Tort Claims Act by this individual, Mr. Hawkins. And just briefly, he was the one that was arrested in that quote-unquote rape case.
Yes.
And so basically the protocol I've spoken with NIRMA is just referred to our carrier.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Gus, your security issues? Is that your closed session? Okay, need a motion to go into closed session for security issues and also for the protection of needless injury to the reputation of any individuals that may be concerned.
So moved.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Setzer. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve.
They heard
need a motion to come out of executive session.
So moved.
Moved by Bauman.
Sorry.
Seconded by Byers. Discussion.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Vote.
Got them all on.
7-0 to approve. I need a motion on
approve
or disapprove the security plan.
I would make a motion to approve the security plan as presented by the sheriff, the county security officer, and we're approving that, but it's not to be made public because it's for the protection of the public in this
public
building.
And the employees.
Public and the employees, but I would recommend that we approve that plan.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Committee reports, building and grounds.
Nothing.
Economic development.
Yeah, I talked to Doug. Doug thought he missed a meeting, but I hope I'm right. I'm pretty sure tomorrow night at 7 o'clock we have a meeting down at the old city auditorium in the north room. Yep. That's where we're having a meeting, and we're working on the bylaws and stuff like that. So we're having our another meeting with advisory group.
Okay. Emergency management EMS.
No.
Equalization.
We're as a committee waiting as the process is working out when the notifications go out on values, and we will start setting up dates in June when we'll hear protests, depending on how many we have. So I don't think probably we'll be like Lincoln. I think we'll Lancaster County. I think we'll hear our protests.
Denny, I think we could limit ours to the first 6,000, though, like Lancaster
okay.
County.
Yeah. 6,000
if you want to do 6,000,
okay. Finance.
Again, we're just planning on eventually probably middle to the end of May. We'll start doing the budget stuff. We're starting to get some requests already. We have this Friday, or next Friday, the 27th, is the deadline for those Parks and Recreation grants for the those smaller rural communities. And I think we have four or five of those that are in now. So we'll, that process will be new this year, and we'll go through and see if and what we can approve and make a recommendation to the board. So that's it for now.
Human Resource Employee Relations.
No.
Okay. Insurance.
We met a couple weeks ago, and I believe at the last meeting, Kathy filled you in, I believe, on what we had going on there. The one thing that I would like to add, I don't know if she talked about it at all, is we are going to look at having a semi-annual meeting with employees to discuss different issues on insurance and make sure that everybody's understanding what they do and don't have so that they're getting the full use out of their plans.
Okay. Law enforcement.
No meeting.
Okay. Road and bridge.
Basically, the main topic of conversation was the Philly North project, as we went through that already. The rural water line, they came back in, NRD did, and we discussed depth and setbacks on certain locations. So they were going to work with us on that, where we felt there was any grading or something had to be done. They would come to us and make sure that they got the proper depth and the proper setback on the private property.
One quick comment on that, too. Galen did have some of his people go out. They had the map of where they were going to put all of this, and Galen had his people go out and come back and mark probably 10 spots on that map where we would have concerns about how the water line's going to be or where, and gave that to the engineer or whatever. So they will be working with the county on that. So, I mean, Galen, I thought he did a good job on that. So the proactive instead of after the fact,
right,
or whatever.
Right. Yeah, thank you. No, good. Talked about office health getting started, and we're going to be calling for bids on two vehicles that we need to replace. It was in the budget for this year, a sign truck and then a different truck for Galen to drive, and his truck will still be in the force yet, but it'll just move right on down to other parts of the operation. That's the highlights, I think. Anything else?
Just that there was an issue that came up on that Hickory Road, the Beatrice North project. There was a tube on the north side for a landowner that there was an agreement. That it didn't get done, it's done. That's taken care of. There was a tube for a field drive that was agreed upon that didn't get put in there, but that was done last week. In between
minimal expense.
In between the rains, yeah. Worked with the city on that, with Rex Barons down there, worked slick, so it's in. And the rain didn't wash it out. I drove by and looked at it.
Well, and referring to that, too, Galen mentioned that I believe parts of the county had real heavy rain, and he said one culvert was washed out. A lot of spots where the rock or gravel was washed off the roads, but just one culvert was washed out, and they had two or three or four calls about water over some roads, and they went out and checked those and barricaded a couple of those for a day or two.
Kathy?
I'm not on roads, but are you done? Okay. Back to HR. If you have not turned in your employee evaluations for your people, do so here within the next week.
Terry.
Okay, anything else? Anything else for the good of the order? Gage County Board of Supervisors adjourned at 10:00.